two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's poverty level has dropped to the second lowest in the nation. That's down from the 12th highest just 6 years ago. But experts say there's still work to do to help those in need. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, Utah's reporting 12,500 new COVID cases today. We have 718 people in hospital beds with COVID. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Two crashes on Redwood Road. One is northbound as you're approaching the SR 201 junction. It's blocking a right lane of traffic. And then the other one is affecting traffic in both directions of Redwood Road at 200 North and North Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoggy skies with unhealthy air continues, but the good news is a storm is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Yeah, the air is janky. It's 35 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden admits his first year has had its share of challenges, including an ever-evolving response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives, where COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat. Look, we're not there yet. But we will get there.
Mr. Biden held a news conference as he begins the second year of his presidency by saying they've gotten a lot done, too, vaccinating 210 million Americans, creating jobs, and bringing unemployment down to less than 4%. The president was also asked about the Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine.
The cost of going into Ukraine in terms of physical loss of life for the Russians, they'll be able to prevail over time, but it's going to be heavy. It's going to be real. It's going to be consequential.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Europe, where he met with his Russian counterpart and with Ukrainian officials. Debate is underway in the Senate on voting rights legislation and the rule change which would be needed to pass it.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell insisting that more than 400 Republican-controlled state bills changing election laws are not a threat that needs a federal fix.
It's a sprawling takeover of our whole political system.
Democrat Chuck Schumer says it is state Republicans doing that.
Why are states from Texas to Montana restricting the number and hours of polling places?
But a Senate filibuster will block any new federal protection. Andy Field, ABC News.
Two Marines are dead, two hospitalized after a military vehicle lost control and overturned. The North Carolina Highway Patrol says there were 18 Marines in the vehicle. Those who were in back were ejected. New Mexico National Guard members are serving as substitute teachers to keep schools open as COVID-19 infections surge. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. The voting rights and filibuster debate is continuing today in the U.S. Senate. Democrats can only pass the voting rights bill if they kill the 60-vote supermajority needed to win. Senator Mitt Romney says it's just not going to happen.
I understand our Democrats are looking for an issue to deflect from the inflation people are fearing, the COVID crisis, the Afghanistan disaster, the mess at the border, the spike in murders. I mean, there's a lot of bad news for the president and the Democrats. And so they've decided that talking about voting and voting processes and procedures are the new most important thing ever to hit America. And, you know, it's just not going to pass tonight. We voted on these bills already, and they lost in the past. They'll lose again tonight.
Romney tells Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson that there are things in the bill that he's not wild about at all.
They require all states to insist that felons are able to vote. Now, that's true in Utah, but it's not true everywhere. I think states should have that choice. They insist on having ballot drop-off boxes, and they don't have to be monitored. I'm not in favor of that change. They also have campaigns financed by federal government money. I'm not in favor of that. The list goes on and on of things that I think are not ideal in this legislation. But at the heart is this. Do you want to have the legislation for how you vote, whether it's by mail or in person, and how you have to show your identity? Do you want that all those procedures to be decided in one place, Washington? Or do you think it's better for democracy for all 50 states to have the power over their own elections? Now, I happen to think the latter, because that's what the Constitution calls for. The Constitution says that the states are responsible for the time, place, and manner of elections. And I think that makes it less easy for an autocrat to sort of take over a country, because, you know, you got every state setting their own rules. And that's the course, I think, that makes the most sense.
Romney also says that if the Democrats blow up the rules of the Senate to get this bill passed, they will at some point wish they hadn't. KSL News Time 420. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. Ricky Meese, fill us in on the trip.
All clear. This is the earlier accident that we began the drive home southbound Mountain View Corridor at 118th South. The crash is gone. All lanes of travel are open southbound. But we do have this crash remaining northbound Redwood Road approaching the SR-201 junction. A right lane is blocked there. And then we have a great drive on your Salt Lake County freeways, but we're starting to see traffic building just a little bit. It only in spots southbound I-15, Murray and Midvale, but it's not building enough that it's causing any kind of slowdowns. Michelle?
We're seeing a little bit of slowing on Bangor Highway. This is both directions around the 201 freeway, a little bit more as you're going through South Jordan. I-15 in Utah County, quiet, but we are seeing delays on Pioneer Crossing. This is going west of I-15 between American Fork and Saratoga Springs. Steve?
Still have that crash on southbound Redwood Road in North Salt Lake at 200 North. Got the left lane closed there. Meantime, north and southbound I-15, all clear. Good speeds between Salt Lake and Willard Bay. Today's Bernita January clearance sale is really special. Discounts on all machines starting at $199. 60 months, no interest, and save on used machines. Dave's Bernita in Provo and St. George. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the Nines. Kevin Eubank joins us live. When does this inversion end? When does the air get better?
It ends on Friday, Jeff, and air quality will improve Friday and continue to improve as we head on through the weekend. So today, oh, the smog, the fog, the clouds. It actually is snowing lightly up in Logan, if you can believe it. A weak little weather impulse going by, but it's just ugly looking outside. Temperatures have been in the mid-30s. Tonight, lows in the 20s. We'll keep it foggy and mostly cloudy. Smoggy, mostly cloudy on Thursday, but by tomorrow night, a cold front comes through. Mountains will start seeing snow about 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Valleys will see snow in the overnight. It looks like about an inch in Salt Lake City. Two on the benches. The mountains ought to get to 4 to 8 inches up in the Cottonwoods. And then the clear air will arrive Friday through Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures a little cooler. Highs in the 30s, lows in the 20s. But then a little bit of haze starts building back by the first of next week. But hey, enjoy the storm and enjoy the clear air for the weekend.
Couple of questions. In Logan, where it's snowing, is the snow gray?
Yeah, it should be. A dirty, dirty snow. It's a very light snow, and it's actually just popped out of nowhere. So very, very light. But yeah, sure, gray snow. We'll go with that.
And with this weekend, we get the visibility back, a blue sky. We can go bike riding, snowshoeing, whatever.
Yeah, Saturday we'll go partly cloudy, 37, and sunshine comes back for Sunday with a high of 39.
Well, that doesn't sound half bad. Thanks so much for, you know, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel,
Kevin. Nice to have one.
Right? It's 35 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 424.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.